so get rough, you know. Mm-hmm. But whatever you put on it is healing and peeling off that defective skin.
Now, if you got a person got a little cut on their finger, and you know, you see they take this brown looking stuff and kind of paint it on.
Iodine.
You said.
Iodine.
Yeah. And do you know what people would take for malaria or chills and fever and stuff?
3-6 and quinine.
I guess people have malaria around here, didn't they?
Oh yeah, and it's still that's what they call it now. They don't ain't no malaria. That's how it comes so much this stiffening and rheumatism and everything. Oh. That's all it is.
Oh.
Because I know when we were coming up, my grandmother and them would hear saying, Springy, well, I got to give these children a good fizzing out. And she'd give us medicine, give us calomel and honey, mixed up castor oil, and had a chill tonic. And she'd give it to us, and when this time of year, we'd be happy as a feel off. Just well, doing fine.
And she said that when she was doing that, she'd call that
pissing the children. Systems out.
Probably worked better than the medicine did. Well, sometimes like instead of saying that somebody died, sometimes is there another way that people say that? Instead of saying that somebody died, they say they
passed away.
Or something like that, And, have you ever heard anybody say something like, when they talk about somebody died that they don't like, you know? Have you ever heard them say something like, well, that old man, I'm glad he finally...
Dead. I'm glad he's dead, or something like that.
Now, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, you just knew they died, but you didn't know what caused. You'd say, I don't know what he...
What was the matter with him?
And then another way of saying that, you might say, I don't know what he died...
With.
And now, when people die, what do they call that, you know, the kind of ceremony that you have at the church? And when a person dies and the family's all dressed up in black, they say that they're in...
They're wearing crepe, mourning. They're in mourning in black over the dead.
You are really good. Now, if you meet somebody on the street and they say, well, Josie, how are you? And then you feel all right, but you have some kind of aches and pains. And when they say, how are you? You might say, well, I'm...
Feeling very well. I'm doing very, feeling very well.
And if somebody was troubled over something, you might say, oh, well, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry.
And now a disease, talking about diseases that people used to get. Now children would get this disease that would be in their throat.
That diphtheria.
And do you remember a disease that would make people's eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Yeah. And then if a person had to have their appendix taken out, you'd say that was, they had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Now, if a person ate something that didn't agree with him, and they couldn't keep it down, couldn't keep that food down, they'd say they have to...
Throw it up.
And